There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust it. We are controlling transmission. We will control the frequency. For the next 3 hours, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Great morning, Mid-Michigan. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford. Our producer, Scott Eckersley, the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This morning, a little nip in the air. Getting football
first
season.
Saturday in August. You know what that means.
What's that?
Means we are less than 3 weeks away from the start of high school football, and 4 weeks from today, you will be on pins and needles.
It is 4 weeks from today.
It is.
September the 4th.
It is.
3:30 kickoff.
Rich Rodriguez
Michigan
might
Stadium.
Be there, too.
He'll be on a little bit more pins and needles than me.
Really? Do you think he'll care more than you will?
Got a little more invested. I will always know what the Saturday date is in August, because there are touchdowns and extra points, 7, 14, 21, 28.
But you're invested from the heart. You're invested for 46 years.
That's true.
He's invested for a couple of years, and he's going to get paid regardless.
Right, right.
So who cares more about this season, you or Rich Rodriguez?
You telling me I don't have a life, Jack? Is that what you're insinuating here? No, I mean, yeah, the emotion goes longer, but, I mean, there's more at stake. I mean, how would you like to – can you imagine the pressure of being a D1 college football coach, BCS conference? Can you imagine –
I think it would be great. I can't think of a better life.
You would wrap your arms around it. You'd like that.
I would embrace that.
The hours wouldn't bother you.
Because
you
hours aren't any different than what I do now.
Okay. The pressure?
Yeah, I welcome pressure. I thrive on pressure.
The
like
alumni it. Function, speaking at, the Greater Lansing.
I don't know how many people embrace that, but a lot of people get through it.
You would tolerate that?
You enjoy meeting people, sure. They maybe get a little old after a while. I think the recruiting would be the hardest part.
The schmoozing. Now, you're selling right now. You're actually recruiting.
The recruiting, the hardest part would be the ethics. You know, you see the stories now about college basketball. Chicago Tribune with that series of stories about what has happened to a player getting $200,000 to go to Kentucky.
So it would bother you seeing what's going on around you, and you would obviously be doing things the right way.
Well, correct? You would hope, but I don't know that anyone doesn't have some moments where they question, did I do everything exactly right? You have to be able to look yourself in the mirror when you shave, or else you just don't shave. It's one or the other. But, you know, going back to the Tom Crawford versus Rich Rodriguez thing, it is now 1,007 days since Michigan defeated Michigan State.
We covered that last week.
You remember every one of those days. You lived them. Rich Rodriguez hasn't. He hasn't lived all 1,007 of them.
Well, because I think when it's your job, you become a little insulated. You kind of break away the emotion a little bit. You know, it's like being an ER doctor or a paramedic. You know, when you have these traumatic situations, you got to go into a work mode. You can't get tied up into the emotional element of it. You know, it's a job, and you got things to do and tasks to do. Maybe that's how when you're a fan, when you're a passionate fan, you don't have the pressures. All you do is dwelling on, are they going to win or are they going to lose?
I want to talk about this with Dr. John Braccio later and with our first guest, Barry DeLynn, Dr. Barry DeLynn. I had a chance to meet this week and just had a hole-in-one out at the Kelly Perlasekia golf outing, in fact.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Did he win a prize?
He did. We'll talk about that at 8:30. But I really think there's a small segment of the U of M fan base that is behind Rich Rodriguez, win or lose. Likes Rich Rodriguez, likes what he represents. I think Mark Dotson is one of those people.
Win or lose.
Win or lose. Behind him, understands the difficulty of what he's trying to do and respects his efforts to take Michigan football in a 21st century direction.
Win or lose only goes so far. If you go into this third year, and it's the lose part, not the win, as it's been.
But I'm
the
talking
last
about if they go 7-5, they're going to be behind him. They want him to succeed. They're going.
It depends. I really
he's
think
win all
it's
ties,
the body work on the field. It's how they play, who they lose to, how they lose to those that they lose
to.
Let
me finish this thought first. I think there's a segment of the fan base that's going to be against him, regardless of what he does.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter if he goes 9-3.
Jury's,
they're going to say Lloyd Carr did that every year, and people hated him.
The verdict's in. On,
verdict's in.
Right.
Verdict was in the day he got hired. Doesn't matter.
Right.
And then I think the majority of the people are situational supporters, and they just want to win. They don't care about who it is. They just want to win. They don't care what it looks like. They're sick of losing to Michigan State. Really sick of losing to Ohio State.
It's not like it's been 8 in a row against Michigan State. I'm going to qualify that. But the Ohio State.
But to
State
you,
thing,
it seems like 8 in a row, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah.
3 in a row to Michigan would seem like 8 or 9 in a row to a lot of Michigan State fans.
Yeah, I mean, I was 11.
It hasn't happened.
I was 11 years old the last time, and I'm an old guy. 1967,
yeah.
Last time.
So when it gets to 4 in a row, you're going to have a hard time with this. But I mean.
No, it's not going to get to 4 in a row.
Okay, whatever you say. But I'm saying that the majority of fans. Are scoreboard watchers. They're standings watchers.
I would tend to agree with that. I mean, that's because, I mean, it's pretty much black and white. I mean, that's how the scoreboard reads. You know, that's the validation. Win or lose, have your team in the hunt. Their team has always been in the hunt, has always been in the preseason rankings. Now when you're seeing Michigan in the preseason publications, 36, 51,
Scott
41.
Pointed it out yesterday. Who got also received votes besides Michigan State in there? Central Michigan, right? Central
yeah.
Michigan got a vote from somebody.
So Michigan didn't even get an also. They're not even in the you know, 4-point agate right now.
Other
if they
teams
gave
that
you
got
a
votes.
Ballot, could you have put them in the top 25?
I couldn't vote anybody right now. I mean, really think
if
about it.
If it was your job to have a preseason top 25, could you put Michigan in the top 25?
No, not based on the fact that they dropped, seven straight Big Ten games.
Yeah.
You know,
they
the
lost
way
their
they
two
ended,
best defensive
they
players.
They can't tackle for squat diddly. Yeah, absolutely. Their defense, it just scares the hell out of me. And now
it should.
I'm hoping Greg Robinson can, in his second year, finally some level of continuity can turn things around.
Well, they can make a quantum leap and they'll almost be average. Scott?
Other teams receiving votes in the preseason poll, Tom, Northwestern, South Florida, Northern Illinois, Nevada, and SMU. I believe that's Southern,
SMU.
Southern
that one,
Methodist.
SMU hurts. Does that program, when they went down with, you know, Craig James and
that
Lance
program
McElhaney,
was castrated.
They imploded the program.
Yeah.
You know, and that's taken 27 years to recover. But, you know, they got a vote, and they draw like 15,000 fans down there.
Is that June Jones as the head coach down there now?
Came from Hawaii. Right.
But Northern Illinois, Tom, how'd you like to be an underdog to Northern Illinois on a neutral field?
Hey, they've had their moments in the MAC here.
Well,
and there.
A lot of MACs
have had
their
moments.
Although
they've gone into the MAC, out of the MAC,
Michigan
into
State,
the MAC.
Michigan. They've had their moments.
Is Northern Illinois in or out? They seem to flip-flop in or out.
They're in.
The Huskies.
They're also in the group that had more votes than Michigan. They're in that group, too.
But you know, whenever, you know, you've always told me, don't even worry about those. That's meaningless stuff, right? Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, but you do. You look at that stuff.
I don't look
you
at it.
You used to I'm get not... all excited
no,
about
no,
that.
No. I used to. I haven't looked at it. I don't look at that stuff anymore. I'm bought into the Jack Ebling theory. It's meaningless. Look what the product is on the field starting on September 4th and go from there.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Preseason hype doesn't mean squat.
We're going to talk with Dr. Barry DeLynn about that and a lot of other things. And we're going to talk with John Johnson.
Yeah.
As we said, it was Mondays. 3 weeks ago last night, Tom.
Yeah, for the first high school game. Monday, high school football team start, and then the other sports start on Wednesday. You can see the buzz around the high school, people getting their registration, getting all their physicals in. They're back. Yeah.
Do you know where I'm going to be on Friday? August 27th?
Where are you going to be?
How would I know? I don't know where I'm going to be in 20 minutes. No, I think I'm going to be at Haslett High School.
Well, I would hope you would be. That's going to be the best game.
My only concern with this, and I need to run this by Scott Eckersley, is for our Saturday show, should we spread out? Should we divide and conquer? Or can we get to 3 or 4 games if you and I are in the same place?
Well, I ain't going anywhere on Friday night, but on the 27th it has.
Oh, we know where you're going to be. Yeah. See, you're locked in.
Right.
I understand that.
Right.
You'd be a fool to do anything else.
Right.
But I would like to see that game. So I may just come over.
Go see the game, and we'll evaluate things. I'll get your opinion on how things are going.
All right,
that'll be. You know, who's the athletic director at Hazlitt?
Jamie Gent.
Yeah, from my understanding, they're going to name the field after her or something like that. I heard something along those lines. What's that?
Him.
Oh, him. It's a him. Sorry. Most Jamies are gals, aren't they?
Yeah, like the one who wore number 23 for the University of Michigan and gained 4,500 yards and just got fired. Jamie Morris is a girl? That's what you're telling me now?
That's funny.
Oh, you're going to have a lot of fun over at Hazlitt.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's
I'll take you over and introduce you, like Danny Hope did to that player that Rich Rodriguez tried to get.
Charlie's going to be glad playing on his nice carpet. He won't be playing on the cow pasture over at Lindsey Adams. Remember that last year?
Yeah.
But you know what? He was accurate.
That's a nice salute to Jamie. He was there a long, long time. Tremendous athletic director. But we'll introduce you.
No, there are female athletic directors.
Oh, sure.
There's a lot of them.
Absolutely.
So that was an honest mistake.
That was a dangerous assumption. You know what? We go through this all the time.
I'm profiling on names?
Yeah. You know, because I've made that mistake. And some names that you would never.
Like Kim. Kim's always one.
Kim's a bad one. Kim's is tough. That's a tough one.
That's a gender hopper.
Yeah. I mean, you can have names that are spelled in strange ways, and you've got to double check it. But in terms of the gender. And, you know, it's tough sometimes because you don't know exactly how to phrase it.
Yeah.
You don't know how to ask that question. It's like that old Saturday Night Live skit about Pat. It's Pat. The androgynous, you know, and they go through the whole thing about is it male or female? You don't know.
You know what I do in my field in public relations, particularly when I'm dealing with international names, and I'm not, you know, especially in
you butcher them.
Yeah, well, actually, I just come clean with a PR agent in New York. If you're dealing with a Japanese executive, I just say, is that, you know, how you pronounce it, just so I know, and then I come clean. Is that a male or a female? I mean, why embarrass yourself?
Oh, you're better to do that.
Which
than
I
do
just
it
did about 5 minutes ago.
I did it on the show a couple weeks ago with someone. But you know the one that gets me all the time, and I probably messed this up 5 times.
What's that?
Terry.
Well, that's how it's spelled. Terri. And I'll tell you what, our show is really going to the dumper here. Terri.
We'll get to sports eventually.
Or Terri is a gal.
But you can have Terry.
That's usually a guy.
Kelly is another one that you can mess up easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Kelly Rossman?
You know, well, we know what she is. But Terry. You know Terry? Terry from Message Makers in Old Town.
I knew a George, but I never.
Terry.
I went to high school with a George, but I never knew what Terry.
We're going to talk with John Johnson. We'll ask John Johnson about that, too. We're going to talk with Mike Chappelle. Scotty either wants a raise or he wants to be dismissed. He wants to go home right now. Out of here.
Fortunately, between 8 and 8:15.
He had a hot date last night. He's all right. He's fine.
Fortunately, between 8 and 8:15 on Saturday mornings. I mean, who's listening?
Not us. Mike Chappelle started out at Duke, you know. Southfield native. And,
then he went to Michigan State. Now, what's he doing now?
We're going to talk to him about that.
Okay.
We're going to talk to him about that. We're going to talk to him about that and about playing overseas. And we're going to talk about coming into
when
that game when
Mateen
Cleaves.
When did you run into him?
There's this thing called Facebook.
Oh, so you've been doing that
a
bit.
Yeah.
How many friends you got? You're getting your friend total up there?
You know,
you're not into that thing.
No, I'm not counting.
I'm not.
A scoreboard
some people are
thing.
Counters. Some you can tell Facebook people are
Tom
counters.
Tom Cicero runs home and says, Tina, I got 2 more friends. I might meet them someday.
I'm getting there. I want to get to 350 by mid-October.
How many of the 350 do you actually know? Would you recognize? If they came in and said, hi, my name is Terry or Kim,
I want a friend, Jamie Gent.
Okay, it's not Gent. Oh, God. We'll talk with Mike Chappelle a little bit later.
What else we got, Jack?
He had those two big baskets, you know, in 2000 that saved the game.
Yeah, you know about that. Yeah,
we'll
I was just thrilled.
You know, after we
talked, I was rolling tears after that game.
Eckersley's on the floor over here, ladies and gentlemen. We may need a new producer soon. You know, we were talking about all the guests we're going to have in the next couple of weeks. I probably should finish today's guest before I get into the ones for August.
How come
September.
I don't know anything about this?
Because we didn't bother to tell you.
Where's my input?
You don't even have a key. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I got a rock.
we're talking about all the Michigan State guests who are going to come in.
Hey, we're killing Eckersley.
Give us a call, 393-3700, and if the phone rings 20 times, it's because Eckersley's on the floor and he can't answer the phone. We're also going to talk with the angel of the big house, Angelique Shengelis.
Yeah, my favorite person.
See if she's up to her win total for Michigan.
She's up in Watkins Glen.
Yeah.
Is that a rock concert up there one time?
That's Woodstock.
Oh, yeah.
Close. Starts with a W. New York. That's good enough.
There was some kind of a hippie hangout concert deal at Watkins
Glen. Okay, we'll ask about that.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right.
30 years ago.
So we have a lot to talk about, and we'll take your calls coming up. For the next 2 hours and 40 minutes, 393-3700, 393-3700. Also invite you to follow along. If you can't hear all the show today, you can always go back to 1320wils.com, catch the podcast interviews, and check out the live streaming capabilities as well. We'll be right back with more. Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford, The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.